The issue of Syrian migrants has clearly become a major focal point across the border, where the Assad regime capitalizes on the migrant crisis to lift sanctions and restore its status, and within Lebanon itself, where recurring demands for the expulsion of Syrians surface periodically, often tinged with varying degrees of racism depending on who is advocating for it. Last week, the debate centered on the circular issued by the Ministry of Education allowing the schooling of Syrian children, even if they are in Lebanon illegally, a significant issue given the high birth rate among migrants. In fact, most of these children were born in Lebanon after the outbreak of the Syrian crisis. In this context, the challenge lies in evaluating the decision, which is inherently contentious. Legalizing the presence of individuals who are in the country illegally is fraught with difficulty. The circular's use of the terms allow and illegal in its title is a new encroachment on Lebanese sovereignty. Lebanon is grappling with multiple crises, and the education sector has been hit particularly hard. This situation not only denies many Lebanese access to education, but also places significant financial strain on families. Therefore, allowing Syrian children to attend schools while Lebanese citizens face severe hardships further highlights the strained state of the education system. Like most of Lebanon's state institutions, it remains trapped in the grip of these persisting crises. The greatest concern here is the fear of permanent settlement. If Syrians gain access to education, employment, and other opportunities in Lebanon, they are less likely to return to a country recovering from war. But what is the alternative? Should children be denied access to schools, leaving thousands uneducated on the streets of Lebanon? Should we neglect an entire generation of children who, whether we like it or not, are here, and risk turning them into potential criminals because they lack the necessary education and social guidance? Denying these children education is just as damaging as granting them access to it. Both scenarios are harmful in their own way, depending on the perspective and underlying motives. The real issue isn't with the Syrian students, the challenges faced by Lebanese students, or even the Ministry of Education circular, though there are concerns that our public institutions have become increasingly compliant with foreign organizations in exchange for dollar donations. The true problem lies in the overall migrant crisis, with no solution in sight for more than 2 million Syrian migrants in Lebanon. Furthermore, amid the political vacuum, no official Lebanese authority is stepping forward to address the crisis on the international level. The root cause of the crisis is essentially the leadership vacuum.